Kapralova met the composer Bohuslav Martinů in Prague in 1937, and he invited her to study with him in Paris. After her arrival in Paris, she accepted Martinu's offer, partly out of necessity because her French was so poor that she could not enroll in the classes taught by Nadia Boulanger. She did eventually study with Boulanger. In Paris, she heard the latest works of Bartók, Stravinsky, Schoenberg, Prokofiev, Mio, Honegger, Martinů, and others, and later also saw her own works performed. The teacher-student relationship with Martinů gradually changed into a relationship of two colleagues, albeit one senior to the other, who spent hours discussing and analyzing each other's works. Kapralova's personality, her beauty, charisma, and immense passion for life inspired the aging Martinů. But he also had an enormous respect for her music, and he did not hesitate to promote her at every opportunity and open a few important doors for her. They had a love affair and began planning a future together in America, but it never came to be. The Germans invaded Czechoslovakia. In 1940, Kapralova married Jiří Muča, another young Czech on stipend in Paris, and put the affair with Martinů behind her. 2 months later, she died of tuberculosis at the age of 25. Now, let's hear a piece from 1938 and 1939, the Partita, Opus 20, for String Orchestra and Piano.